Investor Network.
Said in real estate, you had guys that would draw beautiful renderings of a building, and they'd draw the rendering, it would be great, and you say, great, when are you starting? But they were never able to get it built. They couldn't get the financing, they couldn't get the approvals, it would never get done. And then you have other guys that are able to get it done. You know, they could just get it done. I was in real estate. Same thing in this. He gets it done. So when he said that, he said, you know, when you sign these executive orders, a lot of them don't get done, and maybe the most important ones. And he would take that executive order that I'd sign, and he would have those people go to whatever agency it was. When are you doing it? Get it done. Get it done. And some guy that maybe didn't want to do it, all of a sudden, he's signing. He just doesn't want to be bothered.
Do a lot of those executive orders have to be codified into law? You need the Republican Congress to
follow
up. Yeah, and
they will be. A lot of them will be,
They will.
But look, in the meantime, we have 4 years. The beauty is we have 4 years. That's why I like doing it right at the beginning. Because an executive order is great. I mean, the one problem, it's both good and bad. Because when they did all these executive orders, I've canceled most of them. They were terrible. I mean, we're going to go radical left communist. Okay, it was crazy. Their executive orders were so bad. If they ever got them codified, you'd never be able to break them. So the damage that Biden has done to this country, and it's not even Biden, it's the people that circled him in the Oval Office, okay? But the damage they did to this country, in terms of, let's say, open borders, you know, there's so many things, but open borders where millions of people poured into our country and hundreds of thousands of those people are criminals. They're murderers, they're drug dealers, they're gang members, they're people from prisons from all over the world. And we have a great guy, Tom Homan, and he is doing so incredibly. You saw the numbers, they're down like 96%.
95%.
He is a phenomenal guy. And Kristi Noem is doing an unbelievable job. And he wanted her. He said, she's so tough. And I said, I don't think of her as that way. You know, she's very nice. He said, no, she's so tough. And she is. I see with the horses. She's riding the horse. Let's go. She's great. But the team we have is really unbelievable. But those executive orders, I sign them. And now they get passed on to him and his group and other people. And they're all getting done. We're getting them done.
Let me go back a little bit to your background, because it's beyond impressive. You were the chief engineer, for example. You were an early believer in Tesla. You became the CEO, and then the chief engineer, which was phenomenal. SpaceX, same thing, which is unbelievable. I mean, you were the first company, private company, to send astronauts successfully into space. First private company to send astronauts into orbit.
Yeah.
That's pretty deep.
He's going to go into orbit soon.
Okay.
No, he's going to go to Mars. He's
Starlink.
His...
At some point.
Huh? Yeah. Is in over.
I mean, they always ask me, like, do you want to die on Mars? And I say, well, yes, but not on impact.
Starlink is in 100 countries. This is going to be hard. I feel like I'm interviewing two brothers here.
You go ahead.
Star Shield, which could be used for national defense.
Yeah, it has already been used for national defense.
Then you have what is it called? Optimus, a part of Tesla.
The robot, yeah.
A robotic arm. Then you have an AI arm. And then you have something that really...
This is the...
It is 6:58. You're listening to 100.5 FM. What you've been listening to is Sean Hannity interviewing President Donald John Trump and Elon Musk, who is his right-hand guy, who is running the Department of Government efficiency and helping the president execute his executive orders, as you heard him say, because there are places around the country that are just ignoring it. The executive orders have the effect of law, except that they don't have the sustainability of law because they don't survive a president unless his successor decides not to change them. Joe Biden came in and really undid pretty much everything Donald Trump had done, which is why the border became so porous. You know, people still lie about the border. Somebody texted me yesterday afternoon and said, I don't know why you continue to lie about the border. Joe Biden had a very secure border. And I'm like, sometimes I engage with people just to see how dumb they actually are. That's a character flaw on me, just so we're clear. That's on me. But I do it because, well, if you're going to reach out to me and say something so ridiculous, I actually do wonder just how ignorant you are. And that's on me. That's not on the person who texted me, just so we're clear. That's on me. And I said, 12 million people that we know of crossed the border in 4 years. That's according to Border and Custom and Border Patrol. How does that sound secure? And the person said, that's all made up. It's not true. It didn't happen. And I said, well, what about all these illegals in hotels in South Portland and in New York City? And New York City spent over $7 billion on illegals. Where did they come from? And the person literally said, you were too dumb for me to converse with. You have fallen for the lie. And I haven't heard from him again, which is probably better for me.
WLOB Portland, WLOBradio.com, and 100.5 WLOB.
In Russia and the U.S.
We are partners. We are in war. And we have to resolve this topic.
Volodymyr Zelensky also just said that no one trusts Russian leader Vladimir Putin. And as the war still rages, Ukraine's army is resilient enough. Zelensky will soon meet with U.S. Special Envoy Keith Kellogg. Zelensky wants American